The Bitcoin ATM. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Bitcoin is the digital currency that lives entirely on the internet. And this man wants to take it out of geekdom and into the mainstream.
So we are the first Bitcoin machine in the country that is state-level licensed as a money transmitter.
Nick Hughes is the general manager of CoinMe, a Bitcoin ATM. The first one is in a Seattle bar called Spitfire. All you need is some ID, a smartphone, and the palm of your hand.
You'll scan your palm four times, and then it actually takes a picture of your face so that the person who's interacting in our system is who they say they are.
That prevents tax evasion and money laundering. So to buy a $400 Bitcoin, for example, you'd feed the money into the machine, and in return for your cash, you'd get a unique string of letters and numbers about 60 characters long that signifies the right to spend $400 worth of Bitcoins exactly once. And you could store that code in your computer or even write it down on a piece of paper.
The number itself contains the value. So
in other words, if somebody stole my Bitcoin piece of paper and I had not spent that particular code yet, they could spend it like cash.
Yes.
Although since the value can fluctuate, it could be worth more or less by the time you spend it. So there it is, a perfectly legal Bitcoin machine at Seattle's Spitfire Bar, where they accept Bitcoins now. And considering you just fed cash into a machine in exchange for a string of incomprehensible characters that could change value at any time, I think a stiff drink is probably a good idea. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.